Welcome to the Crude Life Podcast, because sometimes when you're making money, life can just be crude. Hey folks, my name is Jason Spies. I'm an award-winning multimedia journalist and talk show host. And on today's episode, we talk with Vicky Granato with Energy Transfer Partners and the Dakota Access Pipeline about the recent donations they've made to the state of North Dakota and the counties that the Dakota Access Pipeline runs along with. In just a moment, our exclusive interview with Vicky Granato with the Dakota Access Pipeline and Energy Transfer Partners. But first, I want to take a moment to remind you good folks to please support our sponsors. They literally keep our lights on. Over the past few months, I've told you about how unbelievable Hatch coaching is. Well, don't just take my word for it. Listen to what Greg Tavine of Emerging Prairies has to say about Hatch coaching.
When I think of the world that I want to live in, it's with people that care, that take risks, that reinvent themselves, reinvent their organizations, reinvent their industries. And Eric's a model citizen for that. He's trying to solve problems. He's trying to bring people into those solutions. He does incredibly well, but he lives generously. I think a community filled with people like Eric that are solving problems, giving it their best, and creating an environment for others to lead and soar and succeed, that's the place I want to live. And so Eric's the type of person that's in my community, and I'm really grateful for that.
To find out more about Hatch Coaching or to have Eric Hatch speak at your event or company, visit hatchcoaching.com. That's hatchcoaching.com. Or call 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572.
Vicky Granato, Vice President of Corporate Communications for Energy Transfer Partners.
Thank you for joining us here today. We're talking about a recent donation that Energy Transfer Partners did. So, Vicky, talk about the recent donation you guys made.
Well, I'd be happy to. Actually, the donation is coming from our Dakota Access Pipeline, which went into service there in North Dakota, originating in North Dakota, traveling across four states, ending in Illinois. So that's been in service now a number of months. And it's part of our corporate philosophy that as we build pipelines and operate pipelines in communities across the country, that we give back to those communities. We certainly want to be a valuable member of the communities, a good business partner, that sort of thing. So community investment is part of what we do, and it's near and dear to the partnership. So we're doing that this week, beginning in North Dakota, where we are reaching out to the at the county level across the state and donating $20,000 to each emergency response department. That's a logical partnership for us. If there ever was something where we, you know, had an incident and needed a response, that's where the response would come from. So it's certainly something that we view as a valuable relationship. We're also giving to 4-H and Future Farmers of America groups that are in all the counties along the four-state route. So we're looking forward to forming these relationships. We view them as long-term relationships. As you know, when you build a pipeline, the pipeline operates for decades, and so we view these relationships in the same way. In North Dakota, these donations actually follow a larger donation that we made a month or so ago now to the state of North Dakota. That one was a $15 million donation. That one's a little larger for us than we typically do on a county-by-county basis, but that was something we felt was the right thing for us to do in terms of all the support that we received, that the citizens of North Dakota received from the local law enforcement, and so a way for us to help them cover their budget areas in and around the costs associated with that.
You know, one thing I remember when I was out in Dickinson, I learned this. I kind of knew it, but I didn't know the number was so big. Volunteer firefighters. Now, you mentioned the emergency responders. I didn't know this. Like, it's something like 90% of fire departments in the country are volunteer. And so whenever these donations come into these emergency responders, boy, they really can make these nickels turn into dollars, really, at the end of the day. They stretch it, is what I'm getting at.
Did you know this about the firefighters at all, or is this kind of old news, I guess?
No, I would say I didn't know specifically 90%, but yes, through our research, we have learned the same thing that the surprising number of the fire departments are volunteer, and so, as I mentioned earlier, this is something that we do across the partnership. We're doing it for Dakota Access currently, but that is something that we do in all the counties in which we operate around the country. So we operate 71,000 miles of pipeline across the country. Some of that is crude, some is natural gas, some is refined products, so a wide variety of pipelines. And working with the emergency response departments, which does include the fire departments, is something at a partnership level that we do. And so we're certainly happy to extend that, to North Dakota, South Dakota, Iowa, and Illinois.
Well, I think anytime we can get the firefighters some new trucks and some new equipment, I think is great. I don't think they get enough credit out there. That's for sure. I did want to ask you this. You mentioned 4-H, FFA, Future Farmers of America, and then of course you got the law enforcement and firefighters, that sort of thing. These are very foundational things for communities, and you guys are in oil and gas. I mean, you aren't really giving to oil and gas. You're giving to things that are very important to communities outside of oil and gas. I mean, if you guys were to, just to keep a community running, so to speak, on a daily level, do you guys, I guess, notice that, or is that just something that I guess you guys have organically done?
I guess we've organically done it. I think one of the things that drives, Dakota Access and Energy Transfer Partners is, I don't know if people sometimes overlook that. We like to say that, we live here and work here as well. We're part of the communities. We've got employees that operate and maintain our pipelines, which means in all these counties, we probably have employees that live in those counties. So supporting the foundation of these communities, is something that our employees are also a part of. So I guess being part of a good corporate citizen.
Final question here. We're talking with Vicki Granato with Energy Transfer Partners, talking about some donations that have, I guess, been given over the last few months to a number of different states, a number of different counties, a number of different agencies. And the reason I bring up those different donations, and I'm even going to lump in a story or two I did last year on Crestwood with a donation they gave, and XTO as well. And even I'll even throw, One Oak in there with some of their construction they've done out in even Sydney, Montana, putting new offices in, that sort of thing. What I'm getting at is that the energy companies are not really ones to blow money unless it's done wise, and they spend money wisely. And it just seems like these are signs of long-term commitments from the energy companies. That's how I look at it, like signs that, hey, they're going to stick around here for a long time, because people always do question that, it seems like. And the shale business has completely changed over the past decade, in my opinion. Do you have any idea what I'm talking about?
Sure, definitely. And yes, I think, we, again, pipelines run and operate, for decades. So we do look at this as a long-term commitment. Our CEO, Kelsey Warren, has been very open and has been quoted a number of times in media interviews that he has done that, this is a long-term commitment from us in terms of Dakota Access specifically, that we will continue to be a good corporate citizen in these communities. And it is something that we will, look at year after year.
Any final thoughts? Any final words?
Just that we, we're thankful for the support that we received when we were constructing the Dakota Access Pipeline. We're happy to say that it is safely in service, and that, again, it's been a a long process. We're happy to be where we are, and we're happy to be able to be in this position now where we're able to give back.
And that was Vicki Granato with Energy Transfer Partners and the Dakota Access Pipeline. To listen to this podcast or other podcasts, visit our website, thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. And while you're there, be sure to sign up for our weekly Crude Life newsletter. We're also on social media. Check us out on Facebook and our Twitter pages. And once again, I'd like to thank you folks for supporting our sponsors here at the Crude Life Media Network. They keep programs like this for free. So if you haven't yet, please check out our supporting sponsors page at our website, The Crude Life, and take a look and see if there's any business you can do with those fine folks, those fine sponsors, right here on the Crude Life Media Network. Shouldn't smoke like a sail. I don't need nobody to tell me if I should die or live, cause I'm gonna be me. Over the past few months, I've told you about how unbelievable Hatch coaching is. Don't just take my word for it. Listen to what Christy Huber, president of the United Way of Cass Clay, says about Hatch coaching.
I think it's a really exciting time for our young leaders today because leaders like Eric Hatch are changing the face of what it means to lead an organization or what it means to lead a brand. He's changing that. For many years, I think that the gold standard of leadership has been somebody who is very polished and has it all together or seemingly has it all together. And throughout the years, I think that we've now, especially with technology and social media, we are drawn to what's real.
To find out more about Hatch Coaching or to have Eric Hatch speak at your event or company, visit hatchcoaching.com. That's hatchcoaching.com or call 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
And that's it for this episode of the Crude Life Interview. My name is Jason Spies. Till next time, be happy and remember, sometimes life can just be crude. We'll see you next time, folks. The music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. To find out more about the Moody River Band or their music, visit our website, thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musician tab. That's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab. I'm gonna be me.